All right, continuing on the Gemara on Tezayin and Alav. It's discussing the case of the Mishnah of Achoitet Begadish if you dig out of a haystack, and Rav Huna says that specifically if there was no airspace of a tefach prior to creating the 10 tefach space. But if there was a tefach prior, then since it has a status of schach, it's not a problem of tasa v'loimen ha'asun. The Gemara goes through various ways of showing that the Mishnais and Brises prove that as well. The Mishnah says, if I lower down the sukkah, if I have a sukkah, which starts on the top next to the schach, and goes down to the ground, but it's higher than 2.9 tefachim, if it's at least 3 tefachim away from the ground, then it's possible, but lower than that is kosher because of lavud. If I'm going from the bottom up, however, once it reaches 10 tefachim, even if it's very distant from the schach, it's going to be kosher because of good asik mechitza. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, even if I'm starting from the top to the bottom, as long as it's 10 tefachim, the sukkah will be kosher because of good aches to schlep the mechitza down to the ground. The Gemara discusses what is this machlekes dependent on. We said it's tali on the machlekes that we find in the Mishnah that of mechitza tluya, whether a hanging mechitza will qualify as a mechitza with regard to Shabbos or not. The Gemara brings down a Mishnah. If I have a well between two chatzeres, that there's a wall, so it's not shaykh to a ruvi chatzeres, you're not allowed to draw from the well on Shabbos, because I would be taking essentially water from the other Rishus, which is a problem of Havar Hayitzah Mirishus L'Rishus. Unless I had a mechitza, which is 10 tefachim, Tanakama says it's either above, in the well, but above the water, or in the well, down below, by the water. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it's a machlekes b'shamay v'shil. B'shamay says that it could even be inside the well, above the water. And Beis Hillel says that it has to be specifically down below, next to the water. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's enough to have a mechitza which is going across the regular, you know, fence or whatever it may be between the two chatzeres. That is enough to be matir. So you see again, it's machlokes, a mechitza tluya being matir or not. Rabbi Yehuda holds a mechitza tluya will be matir. Rabbi Barachana says, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yehuda over here, in this just quoted Mishnah, that the mechitza will work for the wells, is the same opinion as Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah with the wall of the sukkah, that both of them hold mechitza tluya or matya, but the Gemara says not necessarily, because maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said it with regard to Erevin over there, which is the Rabbanon, but by sukkah, which is the Araisa, maybe it won't work. And the same thing in the converse, that Rabbi Yossi, who said it by sukkah, maybe only said it by sukkah because it's a mitzvah saseh, whereas by Shabbos, though it is the Rabbanon, but since in general Hilchah Shabbos is more chomer that it has a skila attached to it, if one were b'chal Shabbos, therefore, perhaps we would not say mechitza tluya is matir. Then the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yossi only says it with regard to sukkah and not to regards to Hilchah Shabbos, and then the story which happened in Tzipari where Rabbi Yossi was the Rav, who did they, based on whose psaka did they do that? If not Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara says, it was based on Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yossi's psak, who apparently understood his father's psak differently than it would apply over there as well. What was the story? The story was that there was a courtyard or a mavoi that had two doorways on one side of the chatzer. One was a shul, which is not a problem because it's not a dira for the tamachuyiv to be part of the eruv chatzeris. And one was the house which they put there in order to protect it from the goyim. And at the end of the day, they found these amudim. They found these pillars going across, which had sheets on top of it. And they were soimich on that as a mechitza tluya to bring it, to like divide up the chatzer, to make it that it's only one area, which is one rishos, because only one house. And they brought the Sefer Torah there. Okay, then Rav Chisda said the name Mavimi, that if I have a mat, which is four and a mashu tfachim, high, it's going to be matir the sukkah, and the case was that I had put it right in the middle, less than 3 tefachim from the ground, and less than 3 tefachim from the schach, and it's lavud, it's kosher. Rek Gemara, what's the havamina? What's the chiddush? Pashit? Says the Gemara, because I'm saying two lavas, and that is a chiddush. Then we ask Akasha, the Brisa says that if I have a machtzalas, which is 7 and a mashahu, that's going to be matir the sukkah as a doifin. So you see, you don't say two lavas, because otherwise it should have said a bigger chiddush of 4 and a mashahu. And the Gemara said that was talking specifically about a large sukkah, that you could only say one lavud just because you're reaching further away. Rabbi Yossi says that if I have a board, which is 4 tefachim on a mashu, that will matir the sukkah, and I put it within 3 tefachim from the ground going up, and that's going to be enough to kasher the sukkah. I'm sorry, actually from the schach, and the chiddush is that we say like Rabbi Yossi that, I'm sorry, back up, the chiddush is that we say that the shear of a sukkah ketana is 7 tefachim, because again, the Gemara's never gave us a shear, just said Rosh Hashanah v'Shulchanai, it's telling us that is the shear. The Mishnah Yitzayin Amar Aleph says, if I distance the schach from the walls 3 tefachim, going across, then it's possible because it's no lavud. And then the Mishnah brings 3 cases of Daifan Akuma, a house which opened in the middle, as long as less than 4 tefachim from the sides is kosher. If I have a courtyard which has the porches, also, as long as it's less than 4 tefachim, it's 4 amas, it's kosher. And the sukkah gedarla, which has schach puzzle around, also, if it's less than 4 tefachim, it's going to be kosher because of the daifanakum. The Gemara asks, why do I need all 3 cases? And the Gemara says, all of them I need. Why? Because if I only see the first case of the house, I would think since the mechitzas were made originally for the interior, that's why it would work to say daifanakum. But by the chotzer, which the walls of the houses, which we're trying to use to say daifanakum, wait for the inside of the house, not the outside of the house in the courtyard, then maybe we wouldn't say Devan Akuma, Kamashal, and we do. And if I only said those two, I would tell you that the reason why we say Devan Akuma is because the schach material, the roof material, which I'm not using, is be'etzem schach kosher. It's wood, it's things like that that are kosher for schach, and maybe only over there we say Devan Akuma, but if I have a sukkah gedoyla, which has posel schach surrounding the inside of schach kosher, maybe we shouldn't say Devan Akuma, Kamashal, that even over there we will say Devan Akuma.